And this would be the Drysdale vignette entitled Trimming Petunias in 3, 2, 1. Do you have petunias in garden beds or window boxes? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. How to rejuvenate your petunias after this. 3, 2, 1. Generally about now, most petunias, maybe with the exception of the wave types, begin looking rather forlorn. Still plenty of flowers, but all emerging from the ends of long, sticky branches of not great-looking foliage. This is not an unusual problem, and there is a very quick fix, but you must be ruthless. Take a pair of sharp pruning shears or secateurs and cut back all of the branches to about one-third of their present length, or even less. In other words, give all of your petunia plants a brush cut. Now I know this will remove all of the flowers, so you'll have just foliage for a week or so, but the action of cutting back the plants will encourage them to bush out again in a much more compact form with many, many more flowers. There's another part of this operation that is likewise important, and that is fertilization. Regardless of whether or not you fertilized your petunia plants recently, when you cut them back, give them a good feeding with a soluble plant food, applied both to the foliage and generously to the soil. The action of cutting the plants back, together with additional instantly available nutrition and the established root systems of the mature plants, will mean you'll have substantial new growth and many new flower buds, likely within 10 days, depending, of course, on the weather conditions. Now remember, you have to be ruthless with this operation. Cut back all the leggy petunia plants to one-third or less of their present size and then fertilize them well. This technique applies to other annuals such as Biddens and Alyssum as well. I'm Art Drysdale.